If people saw how much I consumed, it was probably enough for a few football players. My name is Jane, and my age is 39, and I consider myself a bulimic, and then towards the end, a bit more of an overeater. I always, always, always went to bed extraordinarily full. My entire high school years were spent starving myself through the day and going home after school and going to several fast food places, to the all-you-can-eat buffet, you know, anything I could get my hands on. You know, I would use my mom's gasoline card, credit card, get, you know, $5 of gas and get, you know, $40 of food. And, you know, and then it was at home with the bath water running, with me in front of the toilet, making myself get sick. And it just became this ritual. My theory was I need to go eat a bunch of food, push whatever's in my system out, and then throw the food up. I would do whatever I had to do to make it work. So three fingers down the throat, spoons, sometimes toothbrushes. I binged on things that I knew I could get rid of easy. So you can do massive quantities of boxed mashed potatoes with massive quantities of butter in it. You can do spaghetti because it's pasta, and it almost triggers the bulimia a little bit, because when the noodles are coming out, it's like a little bit, it hits the gag reflex a little bit. Things that were hard were things like donuts, like peanut butter, brownies, like anything that kind of was gooey and sticky. And hamburgers weren't always that easy because they came in like big buns and stuff. So, you know, it was cheap because I knew it wasn't going to stay in me. So there was no need to spend a lot of money. Sometimes it was boxed. Just add water and you get uber quantity of it. It was high fat. I mean, you name it, it ranged. You know, I could go to fast food, Burger King, and I could get 5 Whoppers and 2 of something else and a milkshake. And then I'd head off to someplace else. I got very addicted to frozen yogurt when that was, you know, kind of hot on the market. I got very addicted to like hard candy. Like I would go to the store and get big bags of Brock's candy, and I would make sugar-free hot chocolate, and it would be extra diluted with 1 or 2 extra packets of Sweet and Low in it. You know, so it was like extra sweet and extra watery. It was disgusting. But that's what I would do because it satiated the sweet thing. And it also wasn't very high in calories. I mean, I was eating pure chemicals. There was definitely brain damage. Definitely. You know, like I couldn't think straight. You know, Sweet and Low is really, really severe in your body. The chemicals, straight chemicals. And, you know, my arm would go numb. I wouldn't be able to finish sentences. It's a rotten disease to be in. The places that food addiction took me, isolated beach, alley, roads, I could have easily been killed, mugged, anything. Disgusting gas station bathrooms. You know, I drove far if I needed to get food. I bounced checks. Didn't care. You know, I didn't care. It was more important. It's like the guy who goes out and buys 3 bottles of booze when his family can't pay rent. You know, it's the same thing. It's like the compulsion is there. You got to have it. It's destroyed relationships for me. It's made me hate myself. It's made me hate my mom. It's made me hate other people, especially if you got in my way. It's made me, you know, emotionally very unstable at times. It was, you know, it was very manic. It was very, very extreme. There was really nothing about my food addiction that wasn't extreme. I was, you know, it was very, very hardcore. I'm very lucky that I didn't die. I would push people away because I had to get the food instead of, you know, talk with them. Or if I was dating a guy, it was, you know, please go home now, because I perhaps needed to finish my binge or start a binge. So it was a very consuming way of life for a very long time. If I could have stopped, I mean, the number of times I stood in the mirror crying my eyes out, begging that this would be the last time, begging that I didn't want to do this anymore. It was just, it hurt. It really physically hurt. Like I almost had a couple heart attacks. You know, I had pains down my arm. My stomach was so distended. I got sick one time in my own car on the dashboard. I had jobs where I got fired, you know, especially babysitting and nanny jobs, because I just couldn't control it and ate far too much of their food. I was very angry. I was so malnourished, and I think it affected my, you know, I don't want to get too technical here, but, you know, it certainly affected my ability to think and respond, and, you know, all those things that come naturally when you're nourishing yourself properly. I think it's similar to the alcohol and drugs, because it's The only thing that's different in that equation is the substance. Flour and sugar do the same thing in your brain chemistry as alcohol does. And it's a compulsion just like alcohol is. It's a coping mechanism just like alcohol or drugs are. It alters your mind and your mood just like alcohol and drugs do. The main difference is it's legal. My mom couldn't save me. You know, my mom cried herself to sleep many, many years. I saw many therapists. I went to eating disorder groups. I wrote papers on it. I read books on it. I studied nutrition. You know, I worked as a dietitian at a hospital. And I knew perfectly well what I was doing, but I just didn't have any kind of a solution at all. You know, when I look back, it's like it really could have killed me.